As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the digital doom scroll and reclaiming your life. So, you're on a screen detox journey, huh? You've decided to unplug, breathe, and reconnect with the real world. Awesome. But let's be real, kicking that phone addiction can feel like wrestling a dragon, especially when self-doubt starts creeping in. Ever find yourself thinking, maybe I'm not strong enough for this, or this is just too hard? You're not alone. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion during your screen detox. Because let's face it, being kind to ourselves is key to success. Think of it like this. If a friend was struggling with something, wouldn't you offer them a little encouragement and understanding? Well, guess what? You deserve the same level of kindness from yourself. First things first, remember that setbacks are normal. This isn't about becoming a digital monk overnight. It's a journey, baby. And like any journey, there will be bumps in the road. If you find yourself scrolling through social media when you've had to stay away, don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, gently redirect your focus, and keep moving forward. You're learning, growing, and that's what counts. Speaking of growth, think about this. Every time you choose to put down your phone and engage with the world around you, you're strengthening a new muscle, the muscle of self-discipline. Celebrate those wins. Give yourself a pat on the back for each mindful moment you create. Remember, consistency is key, but progress over perfection is always the mantra. Now, let's talk about the power of intention. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, what am I hoping to gain from this? Is it genuine connection? Information? Or just mindless scrolling? Being clear about your intentions can help you make more conscious choices and avoid falling into those digital traps. Think of it like planning a delicious meal you wouldn't just throw random ingredients together, right? You choose what you want to create. Next up, embrace the beauty of boredom. Sounds weird, right? But seriously, sometimes our phones become crutches for dealing with uncomfortable emotions, boredom being one of them. Instead of reaching for your device, try getting lost in a good book, going for a walk, or simply sitting in silence and observing your thoughts. You might be surprised at what you discover about yourself. And lastly, remember that self-compassion is a practice, not a perfect state. It's about being kind to yourself, even when you stumble. So, if you find yourself slipping up during your screen detox, don't give up. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. You've got this. Okay, let me tell you a story that really drives home this point. A friend of mine, Sarah, was on a mission to break her phone addiction. She set goals, downloaded those screen time tracker apps, the whole shebang. But one day, she was feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and bam. Before she knew it, she'd spent hours scrolling through social media. She felt terrible about herself, like she'd failed miserably. But then, she took a deep breath, remembered this podcast episode wink wink, and said to herself, "Hey Sarah, it's okay. You had a rough day. Don't beat yourself up. Just learn from this and keep trying." See? That's self-compassion in action. She didn't let one slip up derail her entire journey. And guess what? She eventually found a balance that worked for her. So, remember, your screen detox is about more than just reducing your phone time. It's about cultivating self-awareness, self-love, and resilience. Be kind to yourself along the way, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and most importantly, keep moving forward. You've got this, you amazing human being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you practice self-compassion during your screen detox journey? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to your phone, it is the villain, so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep reclaiming your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.